So certainly bourbon, they're an important family.
A bourbon with Owensboro ties. So
absolutely.
Let's have a listen to our tasting of Old Medley at the Miller House. Larry, tell me what is in this snifter?
Okay. This and first, this is called a Glencairn glass. Glencairn glass from Scotland. Okay. These win the Queen's Award every year in Scotland. They're designed specifically for whiskey and bourbon because they, as you bring it to your mouth, it hits your nose and mouth at the same time. So you get, they're really, really great glasses. This is Old Medley. It's a 12-year-old. And it was done by Charles Medley, one of the Medleys from Owensbury. Charles still lives here. And it's main characteristic for most people is this strong butterscotch finish. It's won several awards. It's a wonderful bourbon just to sip. So, cheers.
Cheers. Thank you, Larry.
This has a real long finish. It'll stay with you for a while.
Oh, that's lovely.
It'll definitely hang with you for a while.
No, it tastes like the holidays.
This, you know, and it's like anything, but one thing about bourbon, it does seem to take you places. You know, I mean, I can sit at this bar. We do jazz and blues down here a lot of times on the weekends. I can sit at this bar and this bourbon, it'll take me to Chicago or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's funny the different places it'll...
For the people. It reminds me of my grandmother because from my earliest memory of her was she used to make bourbon sours.
Oh, there you go. If you guys nose this now, in about 5 minutes, it's going to be completely different, you know, as the air gets to it. You give it a few minutes, it'll start getting a more caramel taste and vanilla. It's just a really great bourbon. This in a liquor store is about $45, $50 bourbon.
And you said it's from Medley.
Right.
And the brothers are from Owensboro.
Yes.
So where are they distilling now?
I'm not quite sure where it's distilled. But it's Charles Medley and Sam, his son. They have Old Medley. In fact, they just had a relaunch of Old Medley Brothers, which was done back in the 70s. And that was a huge deal. The whole the family came in here. And I don't know if you can see the bottle or not. It kind of has an older label on it. See the Medley Brothers there? And that's a much higher proof. This is 86 proof, where the Old Medley's 102. This is just a great bourbon. It's a great intro bourbon for somebody that's never tasted it. I think you'll agree it's a pretty nice finish. It's... Well, you describe it.
I need to have a second sip. I was really focused on audio for a second. It really does have a long finish. It stays on the tongue for a while. Almost has a bite to it, but it's warm.
I think women, they get it quicker. I've noticed in our place here that anytime women have drank this for the first time, it comes to them much quicker than it does men as far as the butterscotch or the longer palate, the longer nose, or the better nose. And I can't tell you why. Even watching you don't throw it down. You sip it and you maybe think, thanks to your grandmother.
Likely. We won't get into that.
Well, I'm not well-versed in bourbons, obviously, and I kind of came here thinking that it would be kind of like the wine world, where there's so many reds, so many whites, and how can you tell the difference? But just between the one example I've had versus this like a whole other, activating different parts of my palate that I didn't even think I had.
As we let this set here, it's going to taste different.
I've started to feel that caramel aroma, and I'm blown away.
Yeah, and there's no one thing great about bourbon is there's no one right thing to say about it.
Yeah.
It's what's right for you. You know, for years in wine, you had to agree with the people who knew wine, and then finally they started saying things like, you know, if you like a $6 bottle of wine, then it's great. That took a while, but in these bourbons, I mean, there are $300 bottles here, or there are $8 bottles here. But the truth is, it's what you like. I will say this, none of them are terrible. You know, they're just some a lot better than others.
Very fun.
So the good news is you have 316 to go.
So I guess I need to make another trip, huh? 316 to go. So I guess that's part of the allure of bourbon is